Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my very independent friend Frank. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine, my friend. How are you?
I'm very well. Independent friend Frank is kind of a hard sling of words.
That's hard to get out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sympathize with that.
You know, it's also hard to get out there in an independent film.
It's real hard to break in.
Yeah, it's hard out there for an independent film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a spoof that on the much loved song "It's Hard Out There for a Pimp."
Thank you for explaining.
You're yes. welcome. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. What beer are you drinking today?
Well, I've decided to change things up, do something a little out of the ordinary, something that I don't often do, and that is drink this beer from a little tiny little brewery in the state of Massachusetts called Samuel Adams.
You know, I think I've heard of it.
It's tiny. Tiny little place. It's off the beaten path.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hard to find.
Yeah.
Since I'm sitting in a chair that rocks.
I'm thinking you're drinking a porch rocker.
No, that's wrong. I'm drinking it. Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, that was good. Because you know what? We love the porch rocker, Frank.
We sure do.
We also love the Dell's Shandy.
We do.
Shandy. It's heavy, though. That's the only thing that I will say about, like, it kind of sits in my stomach afterwards.
Mm, interesting.
But today was warm, and I just, like, it's like I needed a lemonade day kind of deal, but I didn't have any lemonade, but I did have some Shandy.
It's refreshing.
It is refreshing.
Yeah.
It is refreshing. You know what also is refreshing, Frank?
Is how good you are at segues?
Yes. Yes.
I find that refreshing.
I was going to say a small budget film.
Ooh, I do love a small budget film.
One that is not encumbered by a giant committee of people saying, do this, or don't do this. You know, but one that offers creative freedom on a very limited budget. I think that is refreshing.
You could say that they're independent. You know,
yes,
they're not dependent on anyone.
Independent communications consultants.
Mm.
Yes, which is a very hard cut line, not even barely a line from Father of the Bride, which is not an independent
film.
That
is not an independent film.
But that is Brian's job film.
That's a very good movie.
It is a very good movie. I do love that movie.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. So, Frank, what started this conversation about what are some of our favorite independent films? You know, ones not made by Universal, Fox, Warner Brothers.
Yeah, any of the big
Disney,
studios.
All of the big studios. But ones made by the little guy.
The little guy.
What started this conversation is that you and I just saw separately, but in a relatively same time frame, The Big Sick.
Mm-hmm.
Which you want to explain what that film's about?
That is the film written by Kumail Nanjiani and his wife Emily V. Gordon, and it is the story of how they met and how they fell in love. And
indeed,
and it's their story. It's a very, very interesting story, and it's a real life rom com, and it kind of takes the rom com genre and spins it on its head a little bit. It's the story of how, you know, they met and they started to fall in love, and then they broke up, and then she was put into a medically induced coma, and he was still by her side even after she had broken up with him, and she was in this coma, and then he had to hang out with her parents, knowing that he was just broken up with by their daughter.
That's crazy.
And it's a really, really great story, and again, it is a true story, with a great cast, produced by Judd Apatow. Fantastic. Ray Romano play the parents. Ray Romano and Holly Hunter, should say, play the parents. And
this movie, I mean, Holly Hunter's great and everything, But it, like, watching this movie with Holly, I was like, why are you not more famous than you are?
She should be in so much, like, she should be in so many
She
films.
Should be a household name.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
She's unbelievably good.
Incredible. Incredible.
Yep. And I just, she deserves more than she's getting. People who don't know who Holly Hunter is, that I can pinpoint you to two things, which I know you'll either love or hate. She was the senator in Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, in which touched Lex Luthor's pee,
Granny's peach tea.
Or a better character and a better story is she is Elastigirl in The Incredibles.
That's right.
Those are the two things I think I can point you towards that people will definitely know.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Yeah, that's a good. Those are good good examples.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were great examples. So what did you? Well, let's start with The Big Sick, because I think we can agree that this is actually one of the better indie movies that we've ever seen. So,
yeah, it's one of the better indie movies I've ever seen. It's absolutely fantastic. I really, really love it. I mean, I'm a big fan of Kumail's and of Emily's. And as we've mentioned in the past, we saw Kumail do a live show in Boston, and we actually met Kumail and Emily after the show.
Mm-hmm.
At the merch table, they're fantastic. The film is fantastic. The fact that it's their real story and Kumail's playing himself, someone else plays Emily's role, but they really do a fantastic job. And they didn't really change the story all that much. They made a couple of small tweaks just to make it a bit more dramatic. But
yeah,
95% of what's on the screen is their real story, and it was pretty damn dramatic without any alterations.
You know, the film was actually, in some ways, much more serious than I expected,
mm-hmm.
which is classic independent film
yes.
style. Like, yes. You know, like just a comedy can't just be a comedy.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's got to be something else. It's got to be something else along with it.
And even with that whole, like, it doesn't, I've watched a lot of interviews with Kumail and Emily where they're describing the film and, like, it doesn't sound like a comedy, but we swear it is. With the hospital and everything, it doesn't sound like it would be, but it is actually hilarious, a hilarious
yeah.
movie. And they really, but they really do tell a heartwarming and at times serious story with so much humor and so much joy. And I think one of the interesting things about it, is the way that they really do flip the rom-com genre on its head, because you have one of the main love interests, you know, basically disappear for a big chunk of the film. And then two new characters are introduced who are sort of like you sort of see a different love story take shape,
mm-hmm.
In the middle of the film, like all of a sudden two new characters are introduced and now it's a new love story of,
yep.
of a different kind. And then at the end, it comes back around to the original story. So it's very interesting in the way it's structured, and it's knowing the whole time that it is the real experience of these real people is just it's amazing. Zoe Kazan does a really, really, she's a great job of playing the Emily role.
Yes, I absolutely.
She
agree.
Was very, she was captivating. She was great.
She was. Kumail is one of my favorite stand-up comedians.
Me too.
He is hysterical. So it was actually really great to see him do some of the stuff that I've seen him do live in the film.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Some of those jokes, like his cheese joke.
Yes.
Yeah, and all of that. He did an interview on Nerdist with Chris Hardwick, which was really interesting. One, because he talked about, like, the director being like, you can't be as good a stand-up as you are. Like, you have to tone it back.
Yes.
Like, you can't make the room laugh that
yes,
much.
Yes,
yes. Oh,
yeah, we
should
say
just
Michael Showalter directed it from Wet Hot American Summer.
Yes, which is also great.
Yeah.
Another great indie movie.
True.
Do you know they're doing a 10 Years Later?
Yes.
Yeah. Pumped.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Yeah, well, because they did the first Netflix series,
yes.
The first day of camp.
Which is hysterical.
Which is funny. And now, yeah. Now 10 Years Later.
But he talked about that, but he also talked about, like, Emily changing her name in the film because, like, it's a character. It's, like, kind of her, but not really, but
yeah.
Kumail not doing it.
He kept his real name.
And she didn't say anything about it until almost the end of the filming, and he's like, you're like, no, why did I change my name? That's like, people are going to think this weird guy is actually me. And to which I definitely do.
Yeah, right, right.
I don't know how much was embellished.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true. It's really, and to think that, you know, they as husband and wife wrote this film together about themselves, and they had to do this sort of thing. Like, well, character Kumail would say this, even though, like, you know, honey, I know you wouldn't say that. You would never say that. But character Kumail would say that. Like, to think about what they had to, you know, how they had to, like, talk to each other and, like, how to work on their relationship.
Yep.
While writing this story about the toughest time in their lives is super, super interesting. So
yeah,
I highly recommend it if you like, you know, if you like the rom-com genre, or if you like indie films, or just if you like films at all, like, go see it. It's really, really good. I saw it once and I will probably see it again, honestly. I'll for sure, like, own it on digital when it comes out, because I just liked it that much.
That's impressive,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
It's very impressive. Very, very, very impressive.
But I feel like there's other great indie films we could talk about. I mean, I don't want to just, you know, monopolize talking about The Big Sick as much as it was fantastic. You know, another one that comes to my mind right off the bat is Clerks. Like, that's sort of like...
Clerks is a great film.
Almost like quintessential,
yep,
indie film.
Yeah.
You know? It's got the offbeat characters. It's shot in black and white to save money. Like, it's got all these...
And he also basically just, like, Kevin Smith basically just maxed out his credit cards to make,
right,
that film. Like, that's huge. Even though it's, like, definitely, like, it's got its, like, 90s movie charm in a lot of, like, it's kind of timeless in his own way. Like, this guy who's basically not supposed to work that day, just covering a shift. Like, it's so good. Like, even little things like... just like taking the chip and like moving it around the salsa jar.
Yes.
Like, da 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 da.
Yeah.
It's
so delightful in so many, many small ways.
Yep.
You know?
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And you know, 1994, I think it came out. Like, that was, I mean, it's a time that I don't remember all that well, to be perfectly honest, because I was so young. I was only five. But
try to remember 1994.
Yeah, there
nailed
we go.
It. We got it.
Good job.
Nailed it.
I you know, I think when you really put that in context of, like, you know, Star Wars had been over for 11 years with no, you know, nothing on the horizon of, it wasn't looking like it was ever coming back. Like, what a time it was for, like, nerd culture and the, you know, the references, the culture of geek references, like, wasn't there. It was still not cool to make geek reference, nerd references. It was a totally different time, and it was like, mm-hmm, this oasis in the desert of, like, here's this movie made by a guy who's just like us, who likes the same things as us, for guys like us. And it's hilarious, and it's like the hilarity in the mundane. You know, it's just a guy who had to go work at this convenience store, mm-hmm, on his day off, and all the funny / crazy things that happen. You know, no music, just straight up, like, here's his boring day at work.
Yep.
But in the mundane boringness is all the hilarity.
I agree. You know what? The sequel did, which was actually really great. Just right at the beginning, where it's like he's driving to work and it's black and white, and he opens the storefront and the fire's in color, and the rest of the movie is in color from there.
So great.
That's pretty great.
Pretty great. Pretty great. I forgot about that. That's a great reveal. Very Wizard of Oz.
It is very Wizard of Oz. I'm sorry that I'm, like, half paying attention to you, half not.
No, it's okay. Our listeners don't care that you don't love them.
Exactly right. I'm, like, kind of... you are exactly right. I am, like, assembling my list while talking to you, because I'm just scrolling through the movies, like, that I have on iTunes as we speak, and I can't believe how many of these are actually independent movies that I'm looking at.
Sure.
And I'm like, wow, there are so many more that I love that I need to give credit for. Like, it's crazy, and I know I'm going to miss some too.
Oh, sure.
So, but my question is, while we move through this, does the distribution company count?
No.
So if it's, like, distributed by Paramount, but it's that's fine.
That's fine. Because, so yeah, that's good. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because we were talking about this, you know, off mic before we started to record. But, you know, the definition of what's technically an indie movie, a lot of movies that you would think, like the example that popped up and I didn't realize, The Big Lebowski is considered an indie film,
mm-hmm,
because it was made, you know, it wasn't made by a studio. It was just distributed by one of the big companies. So I think a lot of people understand this, but just on the off chance that you don't. So pretty much all of the studios own distribution companies as well. They're usually by the same name. So a company, a movie might be made independently with independent funds on an independent budget, you know, by the director and their friends or whatever, whatever money they were able to scrounge up by a bunch of small independent studios not owned by, you know, Paramount, Columbia,
yep,
Sony, Warner Brothers, Disney, the ones you mentioned before. But it might still be distributed by Fox or Disney or whatever. Many of them have smaller distribution arms. I think Miramax used to be Disney's indie distribution channel.
Yes, that's right. So like Good Will Hunting is a Miramax film.
Miramax film, yes.
Which so is technically an indie movie.
It has an all-star cast, but it was funded independently, so it is an indie film. So like that's what the distinction is, and that can be... That'll trip you up sometimes, because again, I wouldn't think of Good Will Hunting, I wouldn't think of Big Lebowski as being indie films,
right,
but they were independently funded, so that's what makes
sense. Right, and I mean, you say all-star cast, actually, when you talk about Good Will Hunting, but Ben Affleck and Matt Damon were not all-stars
that's
when that movie
came out. That's true, at the time they weren't, but Robin Williams
No,
was.
Robin Williams was, but yeah, that's it.
You're right.
There's nobody else in that movie that, like,
yeah,
at
Driver,
the time...
Minnie Driver wasn't a big, wasn't
no,
a big name.
No, Minnie Driver wasn't big. Even Stellan Skarsgård was not a big name.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
Even to this day, maybe, like, I mean, we certainly know who he is, and many of our listeners, I'm sure, do, but it's not like he's not Robin Williams' household name.
No. Where Robin Williams was, but it was like he was the, you know, Marlon Brando coming into Superman to make it legitimate. Like
right.
He was
right. Exactly.
Yeah. He was the one big name. You're right. But nowadays when you look back on it, I would have forgotten that that was an indie film. But.
Sure. So Frank, I've assembled what actually turned out to be a giant list.
Okay.
Cuz I didn't realize that some of these movies are technically independent films. And so we're going to cross possibly a weird boundary of like
okay, let's do
of
it.
Of like so for instance, crossing a weird boundary, American Psycho.
There you go.
It's an independent
right
film.
Right off the bat.
What a tremendous movie that is. Yeah. Hey Paul, you know, what a, have you ever seen American Psycho?
I haven't.
Oh.
I know the Hey Paul reference.
Oh, okay, great. Okay. I was going to be like, why are you laughing?
Nope. I know that reference. I probably know a couple of other lines as well.
Sure.
Just because it is so...
It's a rather iconic film.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is... It's not a scary movie, and I kind of like say that people like it's a horror movie certainly, but it's really more about the psychology of Patrick Bateman, and like and just how messed up he is in this 80s Wall Street world. My favorite part of the film, which you've never seen, but you know, listeners who have seen it will know, is the business card exchange scene, which is it's basically these Wall Street guys in a room talking about how they got new business cards, and they're literally just comparing their business cards with one another, but they all look exactly the same. And but like his interior monologue is like bone white. Look at that crisp font. And it's like it's hysterical. It's so good. And like he's like sweating it out that like his business card isn't as good as somebody else's. It is it's a fantastic, fantastic movie, and I cannot recommend.
That's
I can't great. Recommend it enough. I would check it out. Okay, so I made a huge list. I don't know if you did or not.
I have a small list, but if you have a huge list, probably my stuff's going to be on your list.
Okay,
so why don't we go?
Maybe
with yours
they're independent films, though.
That's true.
So I'm not saying Star Wars here, even though Star Wars is technically an independent film by the rules of distribution.
That's true.
So. So it would be on here, but we're not talking about it. About Time.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Good one. Oh, that's such a good movie.
Great
rom-com.
Yep.
But also in a very different way.
Yep. It's got that some seriousness subtext riding right underneath it.
So good. You loaned me that movie.
Did I? Is
yeah,
that how you saw it?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. You loaned me the DVD or Blu-ray, and my wife and I watched it, and we loved it.
I love that film. I'll watch it. It's one of those films I will watch anytime.
So good.
Like, I'll watch it back to back if somebody hasn't seen it before.
Mm.
And if people who don't know the movie, it's about this guy named Tim. See why I like it.
We're onto something already.
Who's played by Domhnall Gleeson. And on his 21st birthday, his father, played by Bill Nighy, tells him that the men in their family can travel back in time. And so it's really this coming of age story, a buildings Roman story, if you will,
whoa,
which is a very technical literature term, not spelled like building space Roman. But it's about him like learning to like live his life and like somewhat with this power, but somewhat not. It features a not famous Margot Robbie. Before she, it was the first movie I ever saw her in, probably the first movie that many people saw her in because it was before she was famous. It was before Wolf of Wall Street. It was before, because that's what really, that's the film that skyrocketed her.
Yes, that's right.
And his film came out before then. And she's great. The movie is great. I cannot recommend it enough. It instantly captures you. It's directed by the same guy who directed, I was going to say Four Weddings and a Funeral, and I think that's right. Possibly Notting Hill, but everyone's favorite, Love Actually.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's
which
guy.
Is also a great independent film. That is also on my list. See, that's another film that is like, it's so popular now, you wouldn't think of it as an independent film, but that's, it did start that way. Also featuring an all-star cast before they,
that's
a lot
right,
of them,
yeah.
Many of them were all-stars.
That, yeah. That's true.
I mean,
many of them were. But half of them were not.
But I mean, like, you figure one story features Andrew Garfield, Andrew Lincoln, Atul Ejiofor, and Keira Knightley.
All three of them before they were big. That's true.
Yeah. One of them is an Oscar winner now.
That's right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And he probably has one of the smallest parts in the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Tell him to bugger off.
Right. Like, right. Right.
His big line.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Andrew Lincoln, like the huge star of Walking Dead now. Like,
and,
it's, yeah.
And Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley, star of everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Atonement.
Atonement.
Good movie. Okay. I have another one for you.
Okay.
Have you ever seen The Way, Way Back?
No. I actually don't know anything about it.
This is one of my favorite films of all time.
Really?
It's, I watch it several times a year.
Like, wow.
Like, I think I watch it more times a year than I watch Star Wars.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How have you've never even mentioned this
film,
I don't
think. What a movie
this
is. It is another Billings Roman, another coming of age story. It's about this kid named Duncan who is vacationing on Cape Cod with his mom, his mom's boyfriend, and the boyfriend's daughter. Okay. And he is a super awkward 14-year-old, can't get out of his own way awkward. And he basically stumbles his way into a job working at WaterWiz, which is being run by Sam Rockwell.
Oh, Sam Rockwell.
And the movie is utterly charming, incredibly delightful, full of like everything you want in a movie.
Yeah.
And Sam Rockwell really makes that movie come alive. The kid who plays Duncan is really, really good. You also get Amanda Peet is in it.
Oh, love her.
Anna Sophia Robb, Allison Janney.
Oh, wow.
Not Tia Leone. I can't remember her name. The mom, I struggle. I can't remember her name for the life of me right now. She's very good. But the boyfriend is Steve Carell.
Oh, nice.
Who plays the worst. He is the worst.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've heard. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You've heard this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
yes.
The opening of the film is the way, way, but the title of the movie refers to the seat, the way, way back. So like in old station wagons, like
yes.
The seat would face the opposite, like the seat all the way in back in the trunk would face the opposite way.
Yes.
And
yep,
we
yep,
all
yep.
used to call it the way, way back. I call
right.
it the way, way back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what it refers to. So at the beginning of the film, Duncan is sitting in that seat and Trent, Steve Carell's character, is driving the car and everybody else in the car is asleep. It's just the two of them. And the opening scene is him, Trent, yelling across the car, Steve Carell yelling across the car going, Duncan, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you see yourself? And Duncan says, I don't know, a 6. And Steve Carell says, I think you're a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And like, here's why. Like, the guy is awful.
Terrible.
Terrible to this kid. The film is great. I can't recommend it enough. It's funny. It's heartwarming. It's a good summer movie. It takes place on the Cape. So even if you're not at the beach and you can't get there, it makes you feel like you're there.
For those not in Massachusetts, the Cape here
is
means
Cape Cod. Right. Sorry. It's tough. When you live a half an hour from
right.
Cape Cod,
it's the Cape. It's not like, oh, yeah, thank you for specifying which Cape you're talking about.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not the one I'm wearing.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's for winter use only.
Oh, God. So, you mentioned Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
And
I know what you're going to tell. I know what you're going to say.
Moon.
Moon.
Yeah.
Moon.
Such a good movie.
Great movie. Not on my list. Oh, I feel like so I feel like an idiot.
That's one of those that I can rewatch and rewatch and rewatch. I've seen it a handful of times. I went a long time without seeing it.
Oh yeah.
And then a couple years ago, or maybe a year ago, rewatched it for the first time in years.
Oh, sure.
And just forgot. I fell in love with it all over again. Just forgot how fantastic it is. So, so good. I really love Moon. It's a sci-fi, but like existentialism, as well. It's a beautiful, terrible, depressing, uplifting movie about just humanity. And it's basically this guy who's been sent off to a space station, or a station on the moon.
Yep.
Like a mining facility on the moon, and he's alone. He's all alone on this station, and it's just him and this robot. That's been sent to help him out and kind of be his companion and help him do all the work. And he is, you know, he gets these video messages from his family back on Earth, and, you know, he starts to, I don't want to give it away. It's so good. It's Sam Rockwell is the only person who's really in the film, and he carries the entire film.
Yep. Cause Sam Rockwell never gets as much credit for anything that as much as he should.
He really doesn't get enough credit. He is a phenomenal actor. Like, I mean, I fell in love with him for being Justin Hammer, but this was Oscar worthy. This film, I swear to God, see it if you haven't. It is so, so good. It's really not even science fiction. It just happens to take place in space. I misspoke there. I really shouldn't have said it was science fiction. It's not really. It is just a movie about a guy who learns the truth about his true nature and his true origins.
It's a good way of that's an excellent way of
and he has to fight his all sorts of his own demons, it is a fantastic movie, and I can't recommend it highly enough. I love it, love it, love it.
Good recommendation, excellent recommendation. So I have another one.
Okay.
Actually, I have to. Have to find my way on the list. Another great film, Captain Fantastic. Have you ever seen it?
No, I've never seen it.
Captain Fantastic. Let me take you on this story, this journey.
Take me on the journey.
So, Captain Fantastic is a Viggo Mortensen film. Mm-hmm. Viggo Mortensen played Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. People who don't know, he was also in the film Hidalgo, and tons of other stuff. But anyway, it's about this family who are cut off from the rest of society. They live in the forests of Washington State, maybe Oregon. They live in Oregon. I'm sorry, it's pronounced Oregon. I know that. Even though it looks like Oregon. But anyway, so the mother is very sick and she passes away. She's in the hospital where her parents are like watching her, and she passes away. And so this whole family, the kids, there's like six or seven of them, have never been to real civilization. They only live in the woods.
Oh.
The father homeschools them. They teach them. They homeschool them, and they are genius level kids. But they have never interacted with society. Like they don't know what. And so basically, the father, played by Frank Langella, I mean the grandfather. I know. I got you. I got you in. Tells Viggo Mortensen's character, you can't come to the funeral. We don't want you here. We don't want you a part of her life. Even in the afterlife. And so the whole family picks up, gets in their bus, and drives down to Arizona to go for the funeral. And so it's like this journey to their mother's funeral. It's kind of a comedy, kind of not. It's really, really interesting. And the way the film plays with, is he doing the right thing? Is he not doing the right thing? And how does that work is really fascinating. Like, and the way that each individual kid deals with the outside world. And they're like 18 all the way down to 8.
Oh, wow.
And it's a really, really, really interesting film. And it's when you think of independent films, this is like the apex of independent films. Like it's got a concept that wouldn't fly at Fox or Warner Brothers or whatever, you know. It's out there. It's kind of quirky. It's like, it is what you think of when it comes to independent filmmaking.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
You mentioned Frank Langella.
Yep.
and I mentioned a movie about just a guy and a robot.
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about Frank.
Robot and Frank.
Robot and Frank. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's such a good movie.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a fantastic film. It's I don't mind spoiling it because you'll enjoy it either way. Moon, there's kind of a twist that I don't want to spoil, but Robot and Frank is an old man. He's an old burglar.
Yep.
And it's played by Frank Langella. And he is, you know, old and grumpy and grouchy. And his kids get him this robot. He's aging. He lives alone. So they get him a robot that's like a butler type of robot.
Yeah.
So keep him company, make sure he's okay, make sure he takes his medicine, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Make sure that, you know, so that instead of hiring like a nurse or something, they get this robot to take care of him. And he hates the robot at first. He's against it. It's a comedy. It's very funny. He's totally anti, and he's trying to, you know, he wants to be independent. And again, he's this old criminal, this old cat burglar. And then he figures out a way to have the robot help him commit heists. And it is so funny and so clever and still kind of sweet and heartwarming. It's charming. Yeah. Charming is a good word for it. I recommend it all very much. It's a lot of fun. Frank Langella, James Marsden is his son, I think. Liv Tyler. Great, really good, solid cast, and a really, really fun movie.
Okay, very good.
I think we have time for like a quick lightning round if you want to mention a few honorable mentions.
Oh my god, I'm not even like...
You're not even halfway done. Well, we should do a part two.
I could definitely do a part two.
If you've got a list, save an Apple Note or something, and we'll do a part two.
You know what I'll do? What I'll do is I'll go down the list, and I'll talk about one of them.
Okay.
And then, but the rest of them we can talk about at another time.
Great.
So sell them more.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, The Reader.
Oh, sure.
Denial.
Mm.
Doubt.
Oh.
In the Denial form.
Yeah.
Hunt for the Wilder People.
Okay.
What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Uh huh.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
Good one.
Eye in the Sky,
mm-hmm.
Ex Machina,
mm-hmm.
Midnight in Paris,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Holmes,
wow,
Spotlight,
that's indie,
yeah, wow. Oh yeah, Philomena,
wow,
The Trip,
I don't know that one,
The Trip, it's these two comedians and they go on a tour of England,
oh, okay,
and it's you never see that clip online with Steve Coogan and he's going, no, Michael Caine talks like this,
oh, it's from The Trip,
it's from
okay,
that film,
okay.
There's another one where they go to Italy too.
Fun.
Outsourced.
Oh yeah.
Which is a guy is outsourced to India.
Yes.
But the TV show was meh, but the movie is great.
I've heard great things about that. A good friend of mine loves that movie.
Yeah, movie's great. So those are all ones I could talk about another time. The one I want to talk about right now.
Yeah.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh yes. Yeah. Oh man, that's indie too.
Yeah.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah, that's a fantastic. That's a classic.
Yep.
That is a classic. Like my family loves that movie like so much.
Mine too.
My family quotes it all the time.
All the time. I quoted it today to somebody.
Nice.
I saw my girlfriend said like, oh, I did something. I proofread something for her for work. And she said, thanks, you're a peach. And like go through all this and went through a bunch of different fruit. And so I just texted back like, in the end, we all fruit.
That's an obscure one too.
Yeah. But that's, I could, from beginning to end, I could quote that movie nice. To you. As nice. I'm sure maybe you could, your family, my family loves it.
Oh, so
everybody good. Loves that movie. Have you seen the second one?
Bonk.
There's a hole in this cake.
There's a hole in this cake.
Nick. Nicky. And I am Gus.
Windex.
Put some Windex on it. Gus is my grandfather.
Really?
Like to a weird, they even kind of looked alike.
Kinda.
But the first one he is to an extent. In the second one was really like where I was like, oh my god, it's Grandpapa.
Really?
Who I never called him then. have you ever seen the second one?
No, I haven't.
It's not as good as the first. It's not even close to, I think, as good as the first one. The first one's great. But there's a in the second one, Gus is kind of like, oh, whatever. And so Atula comes downstairs and she's like, Dad, do you want some baklava? He's like, no. He's like, it's chocolate. Okay, just a little. Put some strawberries on it. But the way he's sitting with like his hand kind of friends, like my grandfather would do exactly that. He would sit like that and be like, Grandpa, you want a piece of pie? No. Like, it's apple. Just a sliver. Like a little bigger. Put some ice cream on it. That's like exactly what he would
do.
That's amazing. It was that film is so heartwarming. And even if you're not Greek, you've either your friends that like some family background that's similar to that.
Yeah.
Or your friends are, or you're married into it, or whatever.
You know somebody that this reminds you of.
That's right. And those characters remind you of somebody in some way. True. Like you are one of them.
So true.
Yeah. It's so well made. Produced by Rita Wilson.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I didn't know
Tom
that.
Tom Hanks' wife. Yeah. Yep. What a great. I can't speak highly of enough. I could probably do a whole episode on My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
I probably could join you in that. It's so good.
Which would probably just boil down to us just
quoting it.
Just quoting
He don't eat no meat.
It's okay. I make lamb. Yeah. even a little like I'm giving a pop quiz on Hamlet and I can't wait to hear the groans or like whatever. Pop quiz and I'm giving a test on Hamlet, but I give fair warning. Like that's the Yeah.
Teacher humor.
There's actually a scene where Ian, like Tula comes to his class, his school. She knocks on the door and he sees her. So as he's walking away, he turns around and goes, try not to be too loud. And then he like walks away. And I've definitely said that to my classes on multiple occasions. Oh, yeah. Somebody like pulls you, like somebody's like, I need to talk to you, like, you know, faculty member or whatever. And so try not to be too loud.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah, I
know.
Amazing.
Well, this was great. This was really, really great. We'll do more of this for sure. But if you would like to tell us about your own favorite indie movies or anything else like that, you can do that by finding us at Beer with Geeks on Twitter or at .com at the end of that if you want to check out the website, add an at gmail.com at the end of that if you want to email us. You can find us on iTunes. Leave us reviews and ratings. You know, even just a 4 or 5 star rating without a review is fine. But if you do want to leave us a written review, hey, that's great. In fact, pull over right now. Stop what you're doing. Pull out your phone.
Unless you're on a bridge.
Well, maybe even then too, you know, but use your judgment. pull out your phone and leave us a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as it's officially called now. And go ahead and say something along the lines of, Tim is my favorite clerk.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I used to work at Blockbuster.
That's right.
I was a clerk.
You were, technically, yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you can find us there. You can find us at thoughtbubbleaudio.com, which is where all of our other shows like Supergirl TV Talk and Academy Rewind are also found. And you can support us on Patreon, where you'll get this episode and episodes of Academy Rewind well in advance. Those things will be available at patreon.com/thoughtbubbleaudio. If you pledge as little as a dollar, there's other rewards as well, but you can check those out, and please support us and help us to keep doing what we love. But I think that pretty much covers everything, don't you?
I absolutely agree with that.
All right. Well, then, until next time, cheers.
Cheers.